手机出了一些小问题的时候呢，很多人可能都用过恢复出厂设置这个功能。 BBC 新闻的一篇报道说呢，捷克一家安全公司从这些恢复出厂设置的旧手机中呢，提取了数千张的照片，包括许多裸体自拍照。大多数智能手机都有这种功能，可以对手机初始化，但是这家叫做 Avast 的公司发现呢，一些老款智能手机只删除了数据的索引，而并非数据本身。这意味着呢，手机中存储的照片、电子邮件和短信可以相对比较容易的恢复。 BBC News reports thousands of pictures including naked selfies have been extracted from factory wiped phones by a Czech Republic based security firm. The firm called Avast used publicly available forensic security tools to extract the images from second-hand phones bought on eBay. Other data extracted includes emails, text messages, and Google searches. Experts have warned that the only way to completely delete data is to destroy your phone.
Yes, smash it with a hammer is the only way, and some phones have a factory reset option. It's designed to wipe and reset the device and return it to the original system state. But this company, Avast, discovered that some older smartphones only erase the indexing of the data, not the data itself. And that means that pictures, emails and text messages can be recovered fairly easily by using standard tools that anyone can buy or download.
Mm-hmm, that sounds really horrible. And the company claims that of 40,000 stores photos extracted from 20 phones purchased from eBay, more than 750 were of women in various stages of undress, along with 250 selfies of what appears to be the previous owner's manhood.
I think the rule to go by is that anything you take a photo of with your phone could and probably will end up on the internet if you press the wrong button.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, on WeChat, for a while on WeChat, I thought that I was posting all the pictures I took directly up to the moments.
What?
Well, no, but
you didn't.
As it turned out, I didn't. But it would be possible for people that don't really know what they're doing to do that. Or, for example, an angry lover could set up their lover's phone so that it did do that. And it might be weeks or months before that person realized that all the photos they were taking were going directly to be shared with everybody.
Yeah, and if you have similar concerns, then don't take pictures like that.
No, I don't understand why people would, because inevitably, you know, the pictures will not remain private. Okay.